Good evening, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. At this precise moment in time, I'm just lay in my sleeping bag in my wild country, Zephyrus One Light, on the eastern flanks of Kinder Scout, near a spot called Crookston Knoll. And it's 10 minutes to 11 at night. My daughter is pitched in her own tent just beside me, the standard Wild Country Zephyrus One. I'm just relaxing. We parked the car down at Hope and we walked up the old Roman road towards Hope Cross and then onto the eastern edge of Kinder Scout. So it's been a great night. I've been quite quiet on Audio Boo of late. I didn't do a boo while we're walking or anything like that. It's just been nice to have some quality father-daughter time. And she's asleep now. I'm downwind of her and I can hear her snoring. I've just received a phone call from my girlfriend and she's down at Glastonbury at the festival. And as I'm just relaxing here, listening to the sound of the wind and the grouse and the old plane, she's in a crowd of thousands of people watching the Rolling Stones. So it's quite a stark contrast, really. I don't really think there's a person for, well, a good few miles from where I am now. Well, there's not very many people within a few miles of where I am. And where she is, it's wall to wall. Well, not wall to wall, it's just shoulder to shoulder people in the crowd. I don't actually think she's in the main field. Where she's camped, she can actually see the pyramid stage. So if they've not felt like getting in amongst the squeeze, they've just been watching it from their field. But a lot of people are actually squeezing into this particular field as well to watch. Yeah, so I just thought I'd do a quick boo, and it's been a great evening. I've just been relaxing for the last hour. My daughter's been asleep for an hour or so, and I'm just relaxing. And once again, I've had data turned off my phone, and it is quite liberating, really. I'm trying to go for the weekends with my data switched off, simply because I'm having to ration my time spent looking at the phone. I thought about it the other week. You know what? I can't remember who tweeted it or who said it, but it may have been Ernie, actually, Ernmander. It was on Google Plus, actually. And he said that he was going to take a little bit of a back seat when it came to social networking. Not give up, but the gist of it was he uploaded a picture onto Google Plus and he was in a beautiful looking forest and it was a picture of Ernie looking down at his phone and he basically said that all those beautiful views around him and he was staring down at his phone. And it made me think that although it's not so bad in our house really, we've got all this technology, my daughter's got a phone, I've got a phone, my girlfriend's got a phone, we've got iPads, laptops, Apple TV, all this, that and the other. But over the last few weeks, I've been turning off data and just making the time that we do spend together a lot more quality, a better quality of time. And not that we were ignoring each other before, don't get me wrong, but every now and then maybe I'd check my phone, this, that and the other, but I'm not doing that in the minute. And data is still currently off. I may switch it on and just quickly check my emails and maybe check Twitter while I'm just before I fall asleep. But yeah, so it's been good. My daughter said to me a few weeks ago when we were out walking that I was tweeting pictures and things like that. And I think she felt a bit annoyed that this was coming in between our time together. So I took notice. And that's why I'm going for the weekends off of networking and switching off the data just so there's no interruptions, there's no notifications coming through that I have to quickly check to see what it is. So it's been good, and we've just spent some quality time together. This is her second wild camping experience, and we've been looking forward to it for quite some time now, actually. She's been saying, when could I come and camp on a mountain with you? Because she's been watching my recent videos and looking at my pictures from the last year or so, and she's been wanting to come out camping, so we're out. And we've got a tent each. A lot of my gear, actually, camping gear, has found its way to Glastonbury. And I've been rationing the power on my phone. And thankfully, obviously, because I got data turned off, I've still got 70% battery left, and I charged it this morning, so it's going quite well. I have no means of recharging my phone, so the fact that data is off is helping quite a lot, actually, because my Power Traveller, Power Monkey Extreme, has gone to Glastonbury. Hopefully it comes back. Yeah. Anyway, the Power Monkey Extreme is a battery unit and solar charger. So that's what I usually use to keep my phone topped up when I'm social hiking. Shareyouradventure.com. Check that out, by the way. So yeah, I just thought I'd do a quick boo, just a quick catch up. I am up to date with everyone's boos. Obviously, I've not been listening today, but I've been on nights for the last 4 or 5 days, so I've been catching up, and I'm totally up to date with boos, so I am still listening. I'm just consuming in silence. I've used that term before, but I am consuming in silence. What else? I think that's it. I'm just going to lie back, relax, and drift off to sleep. Okay, so I'll speak to you all again very soon. You won't hear this until tomorrow, but that'll be today, past, present, future. Okay, I'll speak to you all again soon. Bye for now.